Every hurricane season, Gulf Coast communities wonder how bad things might get. This year, as many as 60,000 barrels of oil spilling into the Gulf every day has changed the calculus of those predictions.
We're worried. We're scared. It puts a new twist on what can happen, not so much just with the storm surge and the impact of a hurricane, but what happens with the environment when you mix it with what's in the Gulf and obviously the environmental impact that will come with it.
Solomon Ortiz Jr. is a Democratic state rep from Corpus Christi. He was at a hurricane insurance policy primer today, sponsored by the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation. He's trying to get the word out to his constituency to be prepared and get their homes insured in the event of a worst-case scenario. But a worst-case scenario is exactly what the state-subsidized Texas Windstorm Insurance Association is not prepared for. Jim Murphy is an actuary with the association.
Today we're able to fund a storm of approximately $2.5 billion, which would be larger than any storm we've experienced in the past, but it's not nearly as big as the storms we could see this year.
As to whether that insurance would pay for damages caused by oil brought further inland by a hurricane,
I honestly have no idea.
Scientists are saying that a hurricane could push oil against parts of the Gulf Coast that have so far escaped contamination. And any major storm would also hamper efforts to stop the leak, allowing more oil to pour into the Gulf itself. That leaves State Representative Ortiz with a final piece of advice for his constituency.
Hope and pray that a hurricane doesn't come and hit our region.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting an unusually active hurricane season in the Gulf of Mexico. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.